Yukinari Sugawara hails from Aichi, Japan, and commenced his professional football journey with Nagoya Grampus, making a significant mark on his debut against Gamba Osaka on the opening day of the G1 League season. Sugawara became the league's second youngest player ever at the age of 17 years, 7 months, and 27 days, a record only surpassed by the former Gamba Osaka player Junichi Inamoto. The talented youngster signed his inaugural professional contract with Nagoya Grampus at the age of 17 years and 10 months, etching his name as the youngest player in the club's history to ink a professional deal. Subsequently, Sugawara embarked on a season-long loan to Dutch Eredivisie outfit AZ, where he swiftly made his presence felt. His first team debut for AZ came as a 59th-minute substitute in a Europa League second qualifying round match against BK Häcken, resulting in a 0-0 home draw. Primarily utilized as a right back, Sugawara faced healthy competition with the more experienced Jonas Svensson, positioning himself as Svensson's potential successor. Notably, Sugawara showcased his skills in a home match against Fortuna Sittard, scoring the final goal in the 84th minute, contributing to a 4-0 victory after impressive groundwork by Calvin Stengs. Throughout the season, Sugawara demonstrated his versatility, being a regular rotational player in both league and Europa League group stages. Additionally, he made appearances for the reserve team of Jong AZ in the second-tier Eredivisie, amassing a total of 16 league games and netting 2 goals. The young Japanese talent's standout performances did not go unnoticed, as it was officially announced that Sugawara would join AZ permanently, securing a 5-year contract and earning recognition from the Eredivisie. He further solidified his place in the team's history by becoming the record holder for the highest number of European appearances, reaching an impressive 47 games during a match against Aston Villa. Sugawara's excellence extended beyond the club level, representing Japan at the FIFA Under-17 World Cup before making his debut with the senior national team in a friendly against Cameroon, which ended in a 0-0 draw. Subsequently, he earned his first start for the Japan national team in a match against Uruguay, where he played a pivotal role in providing the assist for the opening goal against Germany and initiating the play that led to the second goal. Sugawara's journey continues to unfold, marked by a series of achievements that highlight his promising career in the world of football. Sugawara's playing style is often characterized by versatility and adaptability on the field. Midfielders like him are crucial components in a team's tactical setup, contributing both defensively and offensively. Sugawara is known for his ability to control and distribute the ball effectively, displaying good vision to spot opportunities and create plays for his team. Defensively, Sugawara is likely to engage in ball recoveries, interceptions, and applying pressure on opponents to disrupt their attacks. His work rate and tenacity in the midfield help provide a balance between offense and defense. Additionally, he may showcase good positioning and tactical intelligence to read the game and make timely interventions. In offensive situations, Sugawara may contribute to build up play by linking with the attackers, making forward runs, and delivering accurate passes to create goal-scoring opportunities. His technical skills, including ball control and passing accuracy, play a crucial role in connecting different areas of the pitch. Furthermore, Sugawara's playing style may involve a willingness to join the attack and make overlapping runs, especially if he operates as a wingback or a more advanced midfielder. His ability to transition from defense to attack smoothly and vice versa adds dynamism to his team's overall gameplay. Remember to follow Golia. If you enjoyed the episode, tap the love heart and share it with a loved one. You can always comment on the episode via Spotify mobile app by replying to the episode question. Your comment will get pinned to the episode for everyone on Spotify mobile app to read and react to it.